if you see somebody entering through an exit, don't trust them. Don't trust them because they got the process backwards. If the door says enter on one side, you should be entering through that side. Why are you entering through the exit? That's contradictory behavior, and I don't get along with that. I just wanted to make sure I let that be known.
Welcome to Corners and Conversations by Just Contributor Support. Our mission is to provide you with some form of mentorship, guidance, and resources. The purpose of this podcast is to expose you to different perspectives, experiences, and ideas. Stay tuned.
And welcome back, everyone, to Corners and Conversations. I'm here with Ms. Brown and Ms. Asha. Okay, so we have another guest. We growing in the guest category, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. But today's episode, spoiler alert, if you look at the title, it's based on healing. And we're going to talk about different perspectives or ask some general questions, because just like how we discussed with trauma, that's not really a common topic that discussed at school or at home. Healing is, I would say, is arguably an even tougher journey for someone to consider what it is, who they are, and how they wish to go about making progress in their journey. So hope all is well with the both of you. Ms. Asha, we're going to start with you. Is there anything you would like to say to the millions of people who are listening right now?
Love yourself more. Love on you more. Only you can make you happy. I don't care if you're in a relationship, your mom or dad, your kids, only you can make you happy. And a lot of people tend to focus on other people to gain their type of happiness.
Mm. As in receiving what they wish to feel for themselves, or they're trying to assign what they would believe is worthy to other people. Can you help me better expound on that one?
Basically, like, I will use this for an example. I've been married for 10 years. I was married for 10 years. And I relied on my spouse. I relied on my spouse for my happiness. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it starts with you first before anyone else can do that for you, if you see what I'm saying.
Agreed.
Like, not the amount of gifts in the world can really make you happy and keep you happy, if you see what I'm saying. Then you just basically, I got to keep buying this woman gifts to make her happy. You know, this is the only way to make her happy. No, it's not that.
But more like a transaction.
Yes, mm-hmm. Basically. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Dre, how you doing over there?
Well, hello, my fellow Stricklo. who used to be my former boss, now friend of mine, Asha. But I definitely agree with what she said, because that's something that I learned currently in my present life, that there are so many people that look for happiness in others, peace in others, or whatever void it is that they're trying to fill within themselves. They rely on others to gain that from. And what they have to learn is, who it was who said this? Laundriel, he said, depending on someone else to fill that void would only be a temporary fix.
Correct.
Temporary happiness, temporary peace, because people will not, you don't know if those people will be in your life for a short time or a lifetime. So it starts with self first. You have to love yourself first. You have to give yourself that peace, or whatever it is that you feel as if you're missing, and in order to pour that into someone else. So you have to water you.
Most definitely.
You always have to water you. Yeah.
And going forward, if you don't know who quoted, I'm always say it was me. So that way I'll take ownership of that. Anytime it's a great quote, I'll be like, I said that yesterday. I'm just letting you know ahead of time as we going forward.
I had sent Asha some questions. So we're going to start off with the first one that I had sent to her, which was, can you describe what your healing journey looks like right now?
Hey, everybody. My healing journey, not perfect. I don't expect anyone's healing journey to be perfect at all. I learned a lot of valuable lessons. I did a lot of reflecting. I lost a lot of people. I did a lot of growing. And not only I was beating myself up in the process, trying to get people to understand what I was going through. I got tired. Basically, I got tired of speaking on it. And it's one thing that I've learned how not to get, allow others to validate me or get validation from others. And some journeys are meant to be taken alone. And that part I had to understand, you cannot take everybody with you. Everyone cannot relate. Everybody's healing journey is totally different. That's one thing I had to understand, is not to compare.
Valid point.
And like I said, I'm 3 and a half years in my healing journey, and I'm still learning and growing, losing, winning. It's always a balance in everything, good and bad. It's up to you how you need to learn to reflect, stop internalizing, and we got to stop holding on to things, stop holding on to people, especially people that no longer relates to us, if you understand what I'm saying.
You think that's just for a sense of comfort, or like somebody you're familiar with compared to
both,
going on that journey by yourself?
Both. Mm. A sense of comfort. And you don't, that person may not be on that journey. That person still may be out there partying still, not in that mindset that you're on. And sometimes you have to create boundaries with that individual, not just a friend, a family member. It can be a husband, wife, whoever. You know, you got to learn to create, to make boundaries, especially if you're trying to heal, you're trying to grow, you're trying to change. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. It sounds like there's progress that's being made, but for some people, I have to set these imaginary terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. But I could still be able to make progress while holding on to things that seems to be an anchor on my journey to progress.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I like the way you put that.
That's what I do.
Everybody not going to understand your healing journey. How I put it as if, okay, God brought me through my storm. It was up to me to self-reflect and learn from whatever it was he was trying to show me, teach me. And some people are going to constantly hit their head over and over until they realize I'm the problem. They don't sit and self-reflect and be like, what is it that I need to change about myself to make whatever surrounding situations around me different or better, or for me to progress?
And I want to add to that, and it's not necessarily one thing. I had to start off with figuring out the problem is holding myself accountable before I start holding other people accountable for what's going on in this, whatever situation that you're in, that you're trying to change or you're trying to heal from. And that's another thing. People nowadays cannot hold themselves accountable. They so busy to point the finger, oh, you did this, you did that. Sometimes you got to cut that out and stop internalizing what you did to me. We're looking at the fact of what you did to me, but what did I do to them to do that? If you see what I'm saying.
And half the time, you ain't even done nothing to them.
Yeah.
And that'd be the crazy part.
And to jump in on that part as well, that there's times where my expectations in terms of through that journey, I would have a way of visioning or imagining, this is what a healed version of this conversation would look like. This is how a healed version of the results that I wish to obtain should look like. And then it turns into me having expectations that I'm trying to achieve compared to prioritizing what was the focus, which was healing, prioritizing the focus, which was reconnecting. So to focus on making peace with the things that I know I cannot change, right? Sometimes I get a habit of convincing myself that if these people were to do these certain things, it would all make sense. And until they do that, that is the reason why they don't understand. And it's like I'm putting myself in a paradox.
I like that.
Because it's me putting them in my shoes. And it's like I'm trying to force them to understand my perspective. And it's like that I see how sometimes a little bit of what I have caused could now bleed into what was good intentions, but it turns into a horrible execution.
Yes. I just had a situation with a friend to where I triggered some things that happened to her when she was younger. She set these boundaries with me. It made me feel some type of way because I triggered her. I did the smallest little thing and it really triggered her in some way to where it made me feel like I actually did something wrong. And so I had to take a step back from the individual. Like I said, it made me feel some type of way. Many years of our friendship, why do I feel like this? I should be able to talk to this person. But it put me in a position to where I can't talk to this person because she made me feel like I was the root cause of her problem.
Felt like you were stepping on a landmine that you didn't even know. You was walking on eggshells without anybody even informing you or giving any manual. And it's just, wait, I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, when did this happen?
Yeah.
And it becomes confusing as much as frustrating because it's like, so I am now the villain of a role that I didn't even audition for. That I got this part in this lights, camera, action. What are my lines? Wait, hold on. I have more of a, give me the backdrop before you tell me action. Set me up for success before we say this is what it has to be. Or if there's a clear disconnect of, is it something that I did? No, it's not you. Well, thank you. But that does not absolve this conflict that is now happening. Yes. It makes it awkward for everybody.
And that let me know that this individual is still healing. And this is years of trauma that people tend to put a Band-Aid on by drinking, smoking, doing whatever to sweep everything under the rug or whatever. So now you really can explode at any moment. What's the new term they have? Crash out? Or whatever. Like at any given moment, I know that you can crash out because you have not done the healing on your own. And like that being said, healing, you can't heal within a day. Some people are still on a healing journey from when they've been molested when they was probably three. You see what I'm saying? So now here you are, you're darn near 40 and you still internalizing. You still have not healed from the situation after you when you was younger. So now you carrying this throughout different relationships and not even knowing how you destroying yourself and not only yourself, other people that come in contact with you.
And I also hear that just because something is going well doesn't mean you're healed necessarily. Right. So somebody's saying life is going, things are going good, but without implementing or dedicating time to experience a true process to understanding, unpacking what happened, identifying that concern and what would be the triggers for me or what would make me uncomfortable. And I think the quiet part that's not said out loud is healing can be twice as, how do I put this? Healing in and of itself could be more disturbing than the actual experience that somebody have endured. So, and it's not that, how do I give it context? So let's say it's for the duration of a year that somebody experienced something that was unfavorable. It is like a healing journey is, okay, you have to dedicate about twice as much time, you know, because on one hand, making peace with things that you couldn't control. And on the other hand, forgiving yourself and not being so hard on yourself while going through that process. And it's like having to repeat, why is this important to me, to those who you care about? That gives it another layer of frustration. And now it's like you're alienating. You're ostracizing yourself. See, I chose a different word. Look, your words ain't stopping me today. So it's an internal struggle that you're having with yourself. And now you're trying your best to articulate it externally to somebody who's on the outside looking in. And it's like trying to watch a foreign TV show with no subtitles. And you have no sound. So all you have is the emotions. So something that was a joke, you'll say, oh, my God, this is horrible. And it's like, well, why are they laughing? This don't make sense.
I agree.
All right. So what motivated you to start your healing process?
When you stop playing games with yourself.
I like that.
You know, and it was always a constant back and forth between me and my significant other. If they cheated, I cheated. If you see where I'm going with it, it's always tit for tat. And it was like an emotional roller coaster going round and round, round and round. So it's by that time one of us needs to get off. And I got off that roller coaster. And I just stopped playing with myself. Like, I'm not going to continue on doing this just because you're doing it. And if this is how you express your emotions, or you say you love me or all this stuff, well, you should not love this way. And I think that's what's wrong with the generation today that I be seeing. Everybody always trying to get their lick back. And it's not the way to go. So that what made me want to change.
That's why so many domestic violent cases out here playing with people's emotions.
You're out here playing with people and you playing with yourself.
And like you said, yeah, at some point that the tit for tat, the back and forth, it do get draining, it do get tiring. And it's very much like, yes, Strickland.
Yeah, for those who can't see, I raise my hand. And okay. As the both of you are sharing, you know, this the context of these things, is there a way that sometimes people would activate somebody's feelings like, and that wasn't their intention?
Yes.
Once again, I'm on the outside looking in. I would see two people spend time with each other. And of course, time change, seasons change. So the way how they look at each other may change, and it may be a rough season. But for some people, they would equate that with, oh, well, I guess this is just what people go through. They'll make sense of normalizing that. But as they're working and spending time with other people, or there's other people within their social groups that they may have had an inkling of, they like that person, but yet they're unavailable. But then as time progresses, it becomes, it's 50 degrees outside, but the way how the sun looks at you today, it looks very special. And it's just that one moment, that one comment, that one experience, all of a sudden it reframes or warps people's perspective of, maybe I still got a chance. And it's like people find themselves in situations that they were not trying to look for, but it just in the way how things land, it's just, I messed up. And now they're trying to convince themselves that, no, it was them. It wasn't me. Or how would I explain this to somebody else? Let me wait for the right moment to explain this situation. And then what was considered a misunderstanding in its infancy is now growing into, now you're trying to live two different lives, trying to convince yourself of what you did was not as catastrophic. And at the same time, trying to maintain a role now. So even though if you don't change anything, it feels as if you become an actor to the person who you once had that connection with. And I was just like, man, the torture that goes with that alone.
I agree with that. And that's where I was at a point to where I'm acting. And when I know that my relationship is over, let me stop acting, stop playing games, and go ahead and do what I need to do and to make things right, not only for my relationship, but for myself as well. Because if you don't get yourself right within that situation, you just gonna continue on acting and continue on following some more BS.
Definitely agree with that. I guess at some point you say to yourself, it's time for me to actually be happy. I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. She was actually acknowledging how much change she saw in me. Like, she was saying that you actually start getting back to who you are. The person that you lost trying to give so much of yourself to somebody that don't even see you. And that's why I said something the other day. I said, I don't care how long I've known a person or how long the person know me. They don't know me for real. Because if you have questioned me, my character, my loyalty, or any of that, you don't know who I am. You have a view of me of who I am to you and your head already set. So if I did grow or mature as a person, and you don't see that progress I've made, you don't know me. And you're not trying to see me as who I really am. So the traumas that I went through, that's who I used to be. So as I'm healing, I'm becoming this whole different person. And you still view me as who I was when I was still taking on my traumas head on.
And if I may, I think one aspect of it, when we talk about the being in feeling like an actor in a role that is your documentary, of course, is that the way how you are with the person who you are intimate with, that's one person. The way how you are with family is another person. The way how you are with friends is another person. With a coworker is another person. Like before you realize it, if you take time to reflect on it, you're like 50 characters in other people's movies. And it's, wait, well, I don't want to let people down. Wait, I don't want them to think that time when I was able to support them should be what they expect all the time. So it comes with a level of healing is also allowing other people to understand that this is a time where you're uncomfortable and this may make them uncomfortable as well. At the time that I was available to sit and hear all the things that's going on with you, I understand you going through something, but the equator does not go through you. Okay. The center of gravity and how things operate in the world that you occupy, you do have some influence in it, but it's not everybody's requirement to everybody drop what they're doing. I'm in need of unlimited support, unlimited time, unlimited resources until I feel better. Who agrees to that? And so it becomes very disturbing for people to witness you and they will say, well, you're not being yourself. And it's like, well, does that benefit me or you?
Yeah.
If there is something that I need to restrict from, whether it's my physical presence, whether it's I'm not available to call you or listen to how your day was going and why the person who you want to look at you is not looking at you and so on and so forth. If there's trouble in paradise, you're still in paradise. Okay. And you don't want to be rude by telling people, I hear what you're saying, but that is not my problem. Or the vice versa of, I just need to take care of me. I understand that. But it's girls' night out. If we want to see you over here, drinks is free. You come over here. You're not listening to nothing that was said in the beginning. And so I had to start telling myself is that the time that people spend away from me is so that way they can develop themselves. That way they can focus on themselves. I used to look at, in terms of relationships wise, if this person is not spending all day with me, they spending time with somebody else. Who is the other person? The narrative that I would develop, I'm an overthinker. That's me at a fault. But for context, a lot of what we experience ourselves or how we interact with society tends to be a reflection of how we treat ourselves in that manner. And it took me a while to understand that if things not going well for me, I become overly supportive of other people. Because in my mind, I think investing in that approach is how I'm going to get everybody back to support me. I'm thinking about investing in how other people facilitate and go about experiences that would add value to me. And it doesn't work that way. Life is not that simple as we try to make it. Continuing your journey, your healing and your first steps, you said I had to stop playing games with me. I had to give myself that reality check. Was it a certain space that you was in, as in was it your environment for you to do that? Or was it a day that you was just taking time to reflect on self and you was at a coffee shop and you was like, look here, why am I doing this? Can you speak to that dynamic that helped you shift your mindset?
Like I said, I was married and my spouse was the breadwinner. I was tired of being breadcrumbed, if you see what I'm saying.
Ooh. Yeah, that one hit right there.
Okay. Yeah. It was things in my marriage that I will notice about my spouse. A very great person. I do not regret my marriage at all. It was actually a life lesson. Actually, my favorite relationship. And that's one thing I had to understand to where Drea said, you either with people for a season, a good time or a long time. Sometimes that long time don't last that long. But I just hope within that experience, we was doing infidelity was going on. Or is it because of me? I'm a boring person. Is it because I don't really go out? Is it because I don't have this much money? Is it because of this, that, that? If you see what I'm saying.
The 21 and questions and the forever of why.
Yeah. Why is this person stepping out on me? Why I can't make this person happy? Why do I feel this way? Why am I this way? Mm-hmm. Asha, you know you can do better.
Correct.
But I wasn't saying it's doing better with another individual. I was saying doing better for myself.
Yeah. And you're trying to become something for someone and it becomes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a mind reader, but I could be anything you want me to be. You want me to be a Range Rover? I could be that too. You know?
Oh my God. Just,
And it's like a, yeah. Why are you laughing? Why you laugh? Security, somebody get her away from the mic. Yeah. Anyways, so it's, am I perfect enough? It's the enough, you know? And then when you compare that to, okay, these are situations that I'm not happy with, but how do I make this enough? And then it now becomes the principles and the rules that you set for yourself. You break your own rules. You start breaking your own rules to ensure that you're able to show somebody, here, I'm here with you. These things are not perfect. Nobody said it would be this way, but I will continue because I believe this is worth fighting for. And that's not just in the marital aspect of it. That's for people's workplace environments. That's with families. Mm-hmm. It becomes so much of an experience that you now start to impact people in a way that you didn't even intend it. And then it perpetuates to now I feel even worse because now I didn't impact somebody who had nothing to do with the situation. Rather, it was siblings or children or what have you. We try to rationalize as that's just a one and done endeavor. This won't happen again. Things will get better. And then we fool ourselves into try to ignore the things that is making it worse.
So with that being said, what were like some of the biggest challenges you faced while on your journey?
Sitting in your own mess. Like he said, we're so comfortable of things that we've done or whatever. We always like, you know how you want, you hurt and you'd be so eager to tell, oh, such and such hurt me, yada, yada, whoop de woo, and all that type of stuff. We'd be so quick to draw in the next person to get some type of advice, some type of notification or validation. If you see what I'm saying.
Or a distraction.
Right. Or a distraction. That's another. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a song by Kalani.
Yes, that's a good one. And for us to sit, I had to sit and reflect. Only, like I said, I got to hold myself accountable before I start pointing the finger. And I didn't want to face the truth. But my spirit, if I wanted to change, was eating me up. If you have a religion, believe in God, God will let you know, hey, you know you're wrong. Hey, you should not feel this way because this person did this to you. Or no, not that you should not feel this way. You should feel this way and you should embrace that feeling, but don't react on that feeling. Like, you know, some of us get real, real mad because we don't know how to gain control of our feelings.
And make peace with some things is meant for us. If it's unfavorable, we say, oh, this wasn't meant for me. Oh, no. Go ahead, sit down in that one. You have to take a break with this discomfort because that is purposeful for you to appreciate or understand why you need to practice discernment or why these things need to be communicated before there's a reactive or reaction that goes through things that was unintended.
Especially for your highest good if you're trying to do better for yourself.
I agree.
That's just like asking God for patience. He gonna put you in a situation for you to gain patience.
For you to gain patience.
And then ask, why I gotta wait? Gave you what you asked for.
Yes, why I gotta wait?
Gave this person a cow. Now they talking about, have you ever had almond milk? What did I just give you?
Right. Like, yeah. Just gonna give it to us. We have to be in a situation to gain that.
Yes.
Agree with that 100%. Because I know at one point I used to question everything that I went through. And that's what made me sit down and start to self-reflect. Now, I personally know someone who told me that he take maybe 2 hours out of his day, 2 to 3 hours away from his phone, turn it off. He journal, he sit and reflect on his whole day. And, you know, ask yourself, what could I have done better to prevent certain situations from happening? Or what can I do to not be in this situation again? And a lot of people don't do that. Now, what people need to know is when you're on a healing journey, it's not all peaches and cream. It's for me, it's been very emotional. Some days I find mad and angry. Some days I find myself crying, ugly crying for no reason. It's my way of letting it out. And
there's a cute cry?
Oh, nah, baby. It'd be some ugly cries.
It'd be ugly cries.
Not running down your face, like ugly cries.
The crocodile tears. No.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all seen Bring It On, and she was in the bathroom and her face was, she was ugly crying.
Yeah.
So it's not no easy thing to do. And some people call it shadow work. So.
But that just got real dark.
Yeah. Not easy, because you're learning about yourself, you're learning your life,
you're learning about yourself,
what you want, what you need, like you're learning you all over again. And like she said, you're facing and embracing your traumas. Be proud of that, because that's who's going to make you into the person that you need to be purposeful for.
So it's like saying these things, even though we're not in agreement with it or we're not comfortable with, becomes necessary.
Yes, because I will say I have the person I am today, like very outspoken. I love who I am. I love expressing myself. I know what I want when it comes to relationships, friendships. Mm-hmm. I know what I want around me. And I know it feels good to pursue my goals and focus on me. But at the same time, I could still love those around me while I'm still on my journey, because they understand that I'm on my journey. I understand that they're on theirs. But, and that's another thing, but you're going to cross paths with certain people for a certain reason. Mm-hmm. And I have crossed paths with many that I no longer associate myself with for certain reasons. And I came across those who were that were a very big impact on my life. And y'all too have been a great impact on my life. I will say that.
How would you wait for my flowers? How would you patiently wait? Let her cook.
You've been a great impact on me as well.
Let the beat build.
But
let's not forget, you may think just because you're on your healing journey, ain't no, God is not going to put you to the test.
Agreed. I do wish to share this before we move on. So in terms of the book that I'm writing, there's a section in it called Let Go and Let Grow. Okay. So the process entails a few concepts, which are as follows. The reality of victimhood. Some people associated that with weakness or somebody who's trying to manipulate or expose things or what have you. But look up the word of a victim if you ever get bored. The step two is acknowledge what happened. Sometimes we have a unique way of avoiding something that we should be acknowledging. And as we try to, let me skip step one, two, and three, but you're confused as to why step four, five, and six is not working how it's supposed to. The third step is shifting perspective for the things that go beyond us. Why are we trying to find a way to rationalize something that was not meant for us to rationalize in particular? Step four would be addressing and processing emotions. You have to take time to unpack the emotions that go with it. For some of us, we have I don't like that feeling of that way of going about it. And it's like our avoidance of it is the reason why we can't move on. Our avoidance of it is the reason why we can't make progress in a space that was meant for us, but we feel like we're not welcomed. Step five is reclaiming personal agency, as in I'm going to take ownership of self. I will not allow others to take away my joy or what is meant for me. Okay, so when we say somebody has wronged us, somebody has impacted our way of living, which is true, but two things could be true at the same time. Somebody can wrong you and you cannot allow it to define you for everything that you wish to obtain. So step six is overcoming the victim narrative in society. So that plays with acknowledging that you became a recipient of something that was unfavorable. That is one. The part that makes it equally as traumatizing is other people saying, I feel it. I know exactly how you feel. And it's, hold on. No, you don't. We all have met somebody who stand up, who want to speak, and we say, you are not the person to speak on behalf of me. So when there's people who are trying to take or rationalize your experience as something that will fit them, it's like, well, I appreciate the honesty and transparency, but I wish for you to speak on your experience. I don't need an advocate of what I experience. You're not in my body. You're not in my mind. Please don't be my mouth. Okay, shut up. Transforming that pain into purpose is step number seven. You can't go back and change what took place, but what you can say, with this experience, I can now be an advocate for others. With this experience, I can now educate others. With this experience, I can now take this and I am reshaping, redefining, and retooling this to something that is productive, something that helps me serve a higher purpose, something that helps others. The toughest part is being the first one or being someone by yourself, being an advocate of something. Even with all of that that you experienced, with all that that you have been through, you still have the rest of your life that deserves to be lived. So for all the things that you were able to impact or use as a, hey, I can make this better, by all means do that. But the journey forward sometimes require you to say, I will no longer allow this to be what defines me. I will no longer allow this to be the reason why somebody remember me. I don't wish to be known as the ex-wife of X, Y, and Z. I don't wish to be known as the person who've done X, Y, and Z. I wish to be known as, this is what I've accomplished. I wish to be known as, this is what you can look forward to. I wish to be known as, hey, that's a boundary. You can stay in the past with that, but don't expect me to visit you with it.
Which a lot of folks do like to stay in the past.
Pause for dramatic effect. All I'm going to say is, because this happened, I'm going to say this and shut up. Y'all know I talk too much. You know how you haven't seen somebody in a while? And what I learned to do is to shut up and let them talk, because they're going to tell you where they place you. Of all the things that you have done, for some reason, they always want to bring up this one thing that nobody asked them to bring up. It was unwarranted, right? You've made tremendous progress. And it's like, I remember when, and then you listen to it, it's like, wow, that's the... That's the memory that you want to call back at this time?
I agree.
So are you here to check up on me and say, hey, you know, it's been a while, but let's reconnect? Or are you here to say, this is where I wish to keep you? This is where I wish to place you. So if you've made all this progress, they want to remind you of the things that are no longer defining you. And it's like, well, hold on. Am I going on a journey or do you need one? So there are some things, like we say, people would hold on to because in their mind, that's how they rationalize it. Or that's where they place you, whether it's intended or unintended. Unfortunate, of course, but it's like without somebody helping you acknowledge that you have made progress, how do you know the rate of progression that you are in? The amount of progress that you are making, if somebody does not recall the time when 5 years ago you were at this level, but they haven't seen you grow throughout that time. So it's me having to remind myself that not everybody has a front row seat to my experience or able to unpack all the things in terms of what I would call my life's documentary. Not everybody will stay tuned in for that long, but I have to remind myself for some people where I left them is the reason why they couldn't grow themselves.
And they just
have
access to the new you. Yeah. So how did you manage your setbacks or your difficult moments?
You know how people are so busy living in the future?
Yes.
I'm trying my hardest to stay present. And also learn that a setback is also good for a major comeback.
Amen.
So I try not to stay in that setback. And you have to move forward. The crew that used to hang with, they're so busy holding on to the old you. Heck, you still holding on to the old you sometimes in that step back. And I'm still learning to this day. We have to learn to take risk. We have to bet on ourselves in that setback. whether we lost a job or we just got out of a relationship or this person died. And some people to this day still find it hard to move on. And my focus is to not stay there, regardless of, like you said, if I have to go without you and you got a front row seat and you watching me.
I'm going to say I think my issue was I was at a point in my life where I didn't like being lonely. So I was holding on to people that I know that wasn't good to be around me. And I guess now I became so content with being by myself that I enjoy the peace of mind that I have. I enjoy the time that I can put into myself when it comes to doing things that I love to do again, like writing and arts and crafts, just different things, because something that I spoke on, the negative things that you deal with, put that into something positive. Like, I had to learn to do that.
Transmuting your energy.
Yeah.
Or energy that, you know, comes towards you.
So I had started painting again and finding different little projects to do with my kids. I started reading. Like, I didn't buy so many books. And I also got into doing this podcast. Like, I never saw myself doing that. So it's to make a positive impact on just myself, but trying to do that for others, because a lot of people don't know where to start when it comes to healing. Where it took for me was I had to literally get broken down to my lowest point. I was at my lowest. Don't nobody know that but me, the person that may have inflicted that hurt onto me, which I know for a fact they need to go on their healing journey as well. So it's like I made a decision, like, I'd rather be by myself right now. Yeah, I come across so many great people. But it's like, I know for a fact, I'm not ready to settle down for real. I'm not. Like, it's things I'm still learning about myself. So at the moment, I'm chilling.
Now, one thing I wish to give a little perspective is that I was having a discussion with my younger sister, and she said this a long time ago, and it stuck with me to this day. She said, you can't plan out the next 10 years of your life and be upset when it don't work out. And I was like,
I hate that.
At the time, I didn't want to hear that, but life had a way of showing me just the fact that I made plans is the reason why things would change.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah. I'm going to give her that shout out during my wedding, but she ain't getting no acknowledgement until then. And it came from the context of I could be very logical in my thinking, or I'm very planned. And it's a lot of stuff I would compartmentalize, if that's the case. So let's say my family already think I got a secret life and like a wife with four kids. But the point is, I realized, like, through therapy, of course, is that my way of compartmentalizing is like a sense of wanting to have control over something. So it's not people in particular, but it's like if somebody knows certain aspects of me, family per se, and I want somebody to see me as the best that I am, you're not about to go over there and talk to my sister. You ain't about to hear that. Or the context of understanding that life is not knowing all of the answers. When we talk about a healing journey, there's people who can help us or assist with certain aspects of what works for them. It's not something that everybody has to do every single thing. You have to follow all of these steps. And if you don't do these 12 steps, you're not healed. Like, it doesn't work like that. So for some people, it's not the areas of concern that may not be on my to-do list, but it's the fact that it's important to them. That is the reason why they prioritize it. And it's like, you know what? That's all I need to know. And for some people, it's not, don't come to my rescue. You taking ownership of something that was meant for me does not help me. It's like somebody saying, if you have to go on a fast, it'll be 24 hours. They'll say, look, I'll fast for 12, and we're not going to talk about the other 12, but let's celebrate at the end. That's not how that works. Sometimes it's going through the actual journey or going through the steps that's relevant to you is the reason why it shouldn't make sense to other people. It's for you. This path is for you. Well, can we put some lights up around here. I don't walk dark paths. And it's like, the path is for you. Yeah, but you never know what's going to pop out. This ain't the 13 gates in Baton Rouge. You never know what's the path is for you. Well, look, can I phone a friend? Well, look, let me FaceTime somebody while I walk. The path is for you. You don't have to. You're uncomfortable because you feel as if you don't have ownership of this. But if the path is meant for you, what more do you need to worry about?
Nothing but you. Yep.
In a Range Rover.
I know what's coming. I can't wait for you to get your Range Rover. Friend.
You really want a Range Rover?
I'm going to the dealership. What's your credit score? Don't worry about that. But this one right here is for me.
All right. Claim it.
911. Yes, we got another one here at the dealership. He's a real nice guy, but he can't be around here. Officer, you don't understand. This vehicle right here is meant for me. That's what a credit check is for. Now, see, why you got to come over here? See, you the problem, you know, and that's where we at.
But just to piggyback off that.
You want a Range Rover?
No, I don't want a Range Rover. I just want my fully loaded Tahoe. I'll be fine with that. But you're right. Everybody has their own way of healing.
And in the words of Dre, showing up for self. I got to make sure I emphasize that.
Yes.
I love that phrase. Show up for yourself.
For those who don't know where to start, there's really no starting point. Honestly, it's no starting point. It's just going to come a day when you realize I deserve better. I want better. I want more than what I'm getting right now. And everyone deserves to be happy. You deserve to make yourself happy. Because like we stated in the beginning, it starts with you. So how I started my journey, like I said, I was broken down to my lowest. I cried out to the only man I could cry out to. And that's the man that sits high and looks low. And from there, I allowed him to guide me. I journaled a lot, to the point where it's like, all right, I'm about to get back to this book. And like I said, I started doing this podcast. And also, just want y'all to know, I'm finna have my own separate podcast soon called Be Real. Let's Talk About It. Yeah, so that's coming soon. I'm gonna drop the trailer in a couple.
Well, I already subscribed. I don't even know where to find it at, but just know I'm already there. I just want to let you know.
But as y'all know, when I'm on here, I am discussing things that will be in my book. No, you don't have to follow those necessary steps. It's no steps. Just do what you feel is necessary. Change your surroundings, the people you deal with, because like I said before, the people you deal with can really corrupt your character as a person. If they're still on the same, you know, nonsense, then it's going to continue to influence you to be on the same nonsense. Them group of people you started with is not going to be the ones you finish with.
Those who have found their purpose or who have served their purpose have been elevated to other endeavors. My way of saying I added them to the block list, but continue.
Yeah. The character that you play in their own life.
Yes. So, and another thing, you will be a villain in someone's story. And I come to a point, I am completely fine with that. I'm fine with that. I can't put my energy into always explaining my side of the story. Because it's going to be some that view you as a bad person. And there's going to be some that see, you know, more than what you can see within yourself sometimes. And sometimes hearing that can be that extra little push you need to better yourself.
Now, there's one question I would like to ask the both of you.
Sure.
Does your journey, you healing yourself, and let's say that comes at the expense of the acceptance of others, do you see yourself reducing the amount of progress that you would make to dedicate towards healing yourself? And once again, to rephrase it, you healing yourself will come at the expense of others no longer accepting the new version of yourself. Is that something that is, do you believe that's simple for somebody to rationalize? Or better yet, when should they factor that in?
I mean, if no one can accept the new version of me, then they don't need to be around me at all.
They got to give a simple answer. It's supposed to be complicated.
That's just me being straight up. That's like me saying, oh.
What TV show are you watching? That answer was very TV show oriented. Your contract was only for season one. We're not going to see you at season two. Here go a box of chocolates.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to lie. I shared something yesterday that has something to do with validation. Like, they say when you become quiet, when life makes you quiet, your confidence speaks for itself. I don't have to be raw loud mouth to get attention from nobody nor seek validation from anyone, because I didn't build that confidence up enough within me that my aura, my energy is going to talk for me. And you going to get them looks of people looking at you, whispering to the next person. And it's okay. You wish you was walking in the light I'm walking in. But you don't understand the amount of hurt and pain that I dwelled and built myself up from to get to this point. And I'm not finna allow nobody to take that away from me. If nobody can accept this new version of Dre, you don't need to be around Dre. Peace be on to you. Exit stage left.
Miss Asha, she is very mean. I want to state that for the record. May you please give your gentle, eloquent, and well thought out answer for the question, please.
Again, on this journey, everybody's not going to take a healing journey. We're going to have to face test that. Some people can heal and still be genuine and friends to others and, you know, start creating boundaries. And it's just up to that person. If that person no longer connect to that, it's time for me to exit. If you still have those that tend to peer pressure you into a version that they're comfortable with, and, you know, we have to understand and face the fact that we can no longer accept those validations from people we so-called love and we grew up with or family members. Once again, that's all I have, really.
I would like to say this for those who are listening this far into the podcast. Thank you very much. Don't call me if you're going through something. Call your local medical professional or provider. All right. I'm going to just be honest with you. And if you see somebody entering through an exit, don't trust them. Don't trust them because they got the process backwards. If the door says enter on one side, you should be entering through that side. Why are you entering through the exit? That's contradictory behavior. And I don't get along with that. I just wanted to make sure I let that be known.
People at Walmart.
I didn't want to say it like that was really where I got it from. I had wound up, unfortunately, going to a Walmart for real. I'm not knocking Walmart. I'm a Target person. And that's what I'm saying. We didn't got off topic. I apologize. But the point is, everybody's journey will not look the same, just like we can't dictate when somebody should be healed. So there's a give and take on both of those things. And the beautiful part is for those who are able to say, I had somebody tell me, friend, I don't know how I can help you. I just want you to get help. Right. And for some people, they may look at that as they're not trying to make that effort or that progress. And it's like, no, somebody cares about me enough to say, I don't know what I need to do, but I know you can't continue to go along like this. And I think that was very impactful. I had somebody tell me, hey, I need help. My car won't start. I need jumper cables. And I said, I don't have jumper cables. But have you ever had the three for me for Chili's? We could go to Chili's if we could call people to see who got jumper cables. Because at this capacity, I can't help you. But not being hungry makes things better. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Help with what you can help with. But don't let I can't help you be the reason why you no longer become supportive of someone. You know, in our profession, in terms of wanting to see the best in people, sometimes it turned into, I don't think I'm the right person who could give you the best advice or the best experience, the best outcome. But have you thought about and refer them to something that would be a better fit for them, right? And that's what you said, the different podcasts. You plant the seed. It's up to somebody else to water it. And I really like that.
Man, yes.
I just need a dealership to give me a Range Rover, and I'll find a way for it not to be repoed, I assure you.
Oh, man. That was all of the questions I've had for you, my friend.
I actually enjoyed it.
But thank you all for your time and your patience. And once again, there'll be somebody who... two things that is universally true. There is somebody who is close to us who cherish what it is that we do for them. And there's somebody who we have never met yet who is praying for us to come into their life. Those two things are universally true.
Amen.
Yeah. So for those that are listening, once again, this is Corners and Conversations. Best wishes to you and yours. And if you have any questions, I'm not a mental health professional. Please don't ask me. All right.
Yes.
Find a local mental health professional and check the reviews as well, because some people, they have a certification, but they could still be raggedy. Check the reviews. OK, that's the best help you could ever do. Anything else anybody want to share?
Well, like I said, thank you, my dear friend Asha, for joining us today.
Yeah, you were amazing.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for your time and your patience. And you all take care of thyself. See y'all on the next episode.
And there you have it, folks. Another episode. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. If anyone wished to be a guest, please feel free to let us know. New episodes are released every other Friday. For more information, visit jcsupport.org. J as in just, C as in contribute, the word support.org. Check the description for details.